It was 40 years ago that Wonder Woman first arrived in the superhero comic books to fight for freedom, democracy, and womankind. She was the creation of a psychologist, Dr. William Marston, who, as it happens, also created the lie detector. Marston was studying emotions, and he used Wonder Woman to demonstrate what he considered the right emotional balance, the basic theme of Wonder Woman stories: love guided by wisdom can control force. To kids, it was just plain fun. Marston had another purpose in mind. Jeanette Kahn of the Wonder Woman Foundation says Marston wanted little girls to have a superhero for their role model.
But he didn't just create her as a female superhero who was essentially a male hero wearing a female costume. He attributed to her characteristics that he felt were uniquely female qualities. Wonder Woman was and is compassionate, humane, a champion of human rights. Rather than subdue her enemies, she much preferred to convert them to her own point of view of a peaceful universe.
It was a lot less violent a comic strip than some of them were
those
days.
Oh, much more so, because Wonder Woman only used violence, not even violence, I would think force would be much more the word that was appropriate for her, only when it was absolutely necessary.
So where would she differ, say, then, from Superman, specifically? How should we handle a situation?
Superman would be much more likely the aggressor. I mean, as soon as he noted a crisis, he would fly in and try to take over and dominate it. And though he would never kill, none of our superheroes do kill. Nonetheless, he might maim somebody to as close to death as possible. Wonder Woman would be more likely to entwine the criminals in her golden lasso, which would cause them to tell the truth and also to submit to an almost hypnotic suggestion about changing their point of view.
So she would negotiate the situation.
Very much so.
Did little boys also read the strip?
Oh, I think as many boys as girls.
Yeah?
But for girls, she had a special meaning, because she was, as so many people have said, now that I meet women who are my age and older, and they talk about how Wonder Woman was the one role model, the one bit of light, I think, in their lives. Gloria Steinem says, in a bleak Toledo, Ohio, Wonder Woman was the one salvation for her.
Did you read Wonder Woman?
I confess that I read Batman.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, goodness. So when was your first occasion to read Wonder Woman?
I really became a faithful Wonder Woman reader when 6 years ago I became publisher of DC Comics, and we are keepers of the flame.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
And as I read her, I understood all the things that had made her endure for so many decades.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did it happen that a foundation should grow up around this cartoon character?
As Wonder Woman's 40th anniversary was approaching, I was trying to think of some way to celebrate that was unique to her. And because she really has been such an inspirational figure to so many women and for so many years, and really in a fantasy way has touched their lives, I thought it would be wonderful to bring that fantasy into a very kind of concrete reality. And so we're giving out financial awards to women who have shown Wonder Woman's characteristics. They may be seemingly anonymous to the general public, but in their own special ways they have had an impact on other people's lives, and they have also shown a kind of indomitable spirit and independence of self-reliance. And then we're looking for a plan for what they want to do with their lives now that they're over 40, because this age group in particular is a much neglected group, and women live, of course, so much longer than men and so much longer in general that most women who are 40 now look forward at some point in their lives to living alone. That doesn't mean that they can't have completely fulfilling and satisfying lives, but because so many of these women also were too old to really share in the impact of the women's liberation movement, they didn't prepare for that kind of life. And we'd like to help them prepare now, since certainly life isn't over at 40.
Jeanette Kahn says the Wonder Woman Foundation in New York will start accepting nominations for Wonder Women next month. It plans to distribute $100,000 in awards.
This is National Public Radio.